Misguided Astrology Podcast, the podcast that is dedicated to misguiding you. I'm your host, Katie, here with your transits for the week of January 17th through January 23rd, 2021. Well, friends, some weeks are better than others, and this week will be worse than most. Just kidding, but not really. The key word for the astrology of this week is challenging. Mars will be meeting Uranus in Taurus this Tuesday through Wednesday, forming an exact conjunction. Beep-boop! What the hell does this mean? Well, this is the meeting of two formidable energies. This conjunction represents a cataclysmic event that has been years in the making. Sounds hot, right? Let's have a look at the real-life chart of Donald Trump. Tronald Dump. Forrest Gump. Uranus is in his 10th house. Hallmarks of this transit are usually involving changes related to occupation, social status, reputation, a drastic fall from power and social grace, and or a desire to break free from repressive government authorities. Sounds kind of familiar, right? No matter who is actually repressing who, the perspective in question does check out. This Wednesday, the Mars conjunction peaks. This is coinciding with the inauguration and Trump's official departure from the White House.
Sucks to suck.
In lieu of this, you may be thinking, hey, the week doesn't sound so bad. And in this aspect, I guess it's not. But we each have our own Mars-Uranus conjunction to contend with. Imagine if you were in Trump's shoes. Actually, never mind, because that's stupid. But the point being is, this conjunction event is coinciding with his bad day. Oh, and one more thing about the Mars-Uranus conjunction. It is also known as the transit of rebellion, a sudden urge to assert freedom. This is an influence that we are all subject to. So cheers, mates. What do you say? Shall we get into it? This is your weekly horoscope. Virgo, you little green day. Does your brain hurt? Are you being hard on yourself again? Do you really have to do this? Is it actually necessary? No, it's not. You are lovable. You hear me, Virgo? This mood may pass quickly, but it doesn't hurt to bust out a trusty coping mechanism. Like finally purging your car of all those empty coffee cups. If you do it in the dead of night, you don't have to worry about that eco-friendly neighbor giving you the stink eye. Midweek is the Mars-Uranus conjunction in your ninth house of belief systems, higher education, and learning. Uranus has already been here since 2019, and will remain here until 2027. It is a slow transit that will encounter many influences along the way, and by the end you can expect to expand your awareness of the world. The trick is to open your mind. Influences from transiting planets will signal these alterations in your consciousness. Mars, planet of energy, is here Tuesday and Wednesday to help. Uranus is the enemy of rigid worldviews, so flexibility is key. Best to get stretching. The truth is, you're not who you thought you were, because you grow and change every day. Don't hold on to an outdated operating system. There is great potential here for you to be a contributing force toward innovative solutions to social problems. Whatever you do, don't repress what you consider to be negative or base emotions. They will leak out in unexpected and destructive ways. Are you familiar with the saying, a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush? It doesn't actually have anything to do with this. I was just curious. And if the week is a time of critical communications with those around you, but heck, it's Aquarius season. Come together with your people and dish about the week. Pop a bottle with the ones you love while you vent about the ones you don't. Community and friendship are boosted during this period and are important to overcoming difficult times. Just don't share glasses and don't spit on each other. We can't afford any more loss. Alrighty, Virgo, that's all for now. Thank you for listening to the Misguided Astrology Podcast. I will be seeing you next week.